Dynas Zubra spins. Ovechkin fires. He scores! Alexander Ovechkin, welcome on board.
What a first goal for Alexander Ovechkin. He will remember this with his folks in the crowd tonight forever.
What is going on, everybody? We are here on the Just for Funcast, putting another episode into the perpetuity wing here. And who knows if you're ever going to hear this or anyone's listening out there, but this is the podcast where we talk about the things that are going on in the world of pop culture, music, sports, whatever's happening. And today, I just want to drop in with an Alex Ovechkin alert podcast. Those of you who might not know, Alex Ovechkin is a hockey player for the Washington Capitals who is chasing what I think in my mind growing up was an unbreakable record. Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record, which for me, it's kind of amazing that we're here. We're here at this point. I'm not the world's biggest hockey fan, right? I have other sports that I can dive much deeper into. But I appreciate the sport. Growing up in Massachusetts, the Bruins are huge. You know, you really do get pulled into it. But I would consider myself one of those fans that, you know, kind of showed up around playoff time and rooted really hard, but wasn't there for the whole season. And that's just speaking truth to my whoever's listening to this. But I think there's a lot of those when it comes to hockey. Because during the winter time too, you know, you've got basketball going on, you've got college hoops, you've got other sports. So unless you're tuned, focused directly in on hockey, it can slip on the radar a little bit, and it shouldn't. It's a great game. But anyway, here we are. We've got Alex Ovechkin chasing Wayne Gretzky. He's 3 goals shy of Wayne Gretzky's all-time mark. And the reason to me this is so wild is, you know, growing up in my whole life, I always said, like, it's the Wayne Gretzky book of records. You know, it was inconceivable that anyone would chase down any of his records, really, let alone all-time goals scored. And I was just looking, Ovechkin's only 39. So, you know, he's going to put some space between himself and Gretzky. And, you know, will this become the unbreakable record, or will this be, another record to chase down someday? I don't know. Who would even, you know, McDavid, or I don't know hockey well enough to know if there's anyone that's on a pace. But so what's really wild about this is Ovechkin he's 2 goals back. I think I said 3 earlier. He's 2 back and, you know, 3 to break the record. And he's done it in 1,485 games, and he's 2 back. That's 2 games behind Wayne Gretzky's 1,487 games. So he's 2 goals behind his 894 in 2 games less. So the pace has been identical. I mean, it's wild to see that it's that identical in the same amount of games. And I was thinking maybe Ovechkin played in a new era. You know how sports, you got the 3-point era or you've got the home run era. You've got these times where I was thinking maybe Ovechkin was playing in a time where goals in hockey were way, way up. But they're not. It's pretty flat over the course of his career. Not up so much that it would, you know, kind of make for a faulty record. This is the same amount of games played. So this is as legit as it gets. And I don't know what Ovechkin's plans are, but at 39, he's having a season like this. We could be looking at another year. Does he play when he's 40? Is he someone who walks out at the end of this year? I know the Capitals are having a good season. Does he break Gretzky's record and then make a run for a Stanley Cup and then walk off? I mean, who would have a better send off than that? I mean, leaving on the mountaintop, you know. If you were a guy like Ovechkin and you were chasing this record, would you try to leave on a high note? Because do you want to come back for your age 40 season and maybe not be up to par? I'm not saying that would be the case, but you'd hate to leave on a down note. Suppose next year he's injured or something were to happen where it was kind of a down year. That would be, you know, why not leave now? Leave while you're ahead. But it's really fascinating to see the pace is almost identical. And, you know, the other thing is, do you like this? The thing I heard on PTI today and it had me thinking was, as they chase the, as he chases this record, the games are going to shift over to national broadcasts, which means ESPN or I forget who else can cover those games. But that also means that the local Capitals voice, you know, the radio or in the, or rather the TV announcers and play-by-play, they're not going to be covering that game. So his whole career, 890 whatever goals are called by, you know, the hometown team, the home crew, and then the national broadcast is going to swoop in and kind of take away the honor of calling. You've been calling these games for however many years for one team, and I'm sure you've gotten to know Ovechkin. It's got to be a little bit sour to think these national broadcasts might come in and take that a moment away from those guys. And I'm sure, you know, at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal, but imagine, don't you want to be the voice on the call? Don't you want to be the voice that calls the biggest moment in franchise and in this player's history? And instead, it's going to be national, which is fine, but I do like that they're nationalizing the broadcast so everybody can follow this, everybody can be on board and check it out and watch the Capitals games. So 7 games to play, including tonight, 3 goals, 2 goals away, 3 to break it. What if you go out on a hat trick? You know, what if you do it tonight, hat trick? I think that would be amazing. But what you really might have is, I bet you it's a situation where he breaks it at home. You know, those things tend to work where he might be one back and then they go home for a night and 2 goals that game, something like that. But I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch. This is as big of a record in sports as like the Hank Aaron home run record or, you know, any of those chases you saw in baseball or bigger. I think it's bigger than LeBron passing Kareem in all-time points. It's, I don't know, all-time goals scored in the NHL is like amazing. And I remember when Ovechkin broke in and he was young, he came in around the same time as Sidney Crosby. And to think 20 years later, or whatever it is, he's still going this strong. I say you've got to be tuning in. You've got to be checking out Alexander Ovechkin chasing the all-time goals record. If you're a fan of sport, right? If you're a fan of big moments in sports, I think it's definitely got to be on the radar. And it's got to be something that you tune in for. I mean, I don't know. I'm not even the biggest hockey fan, like I keep saying, but I'm excited about this. And I hope you are too. I hope people are going to check it out. If you weren't aware of it, check out the Ovechkin countdown. And I'm going to be back with a podcast when he breaks the record. You know, and like always, the Just for Fun cast here is really just my thoughts going down so that we can look back one day and have some kind of record that I existed and that had thoughts on these matters. And if you ever want to join me on the podcast, any topic is fair game. We stay away from the political stuff on here. We stay away from, you know, controversial things. We want to keep it light. But Just for Fun cast, get your thoughts out there and make a record of yourself on what your favorite movie is or what your favorite big moment this summer you're looking forward to. Or if you have today there was a Beatles tape that was found, a demo tape that was found in a Vancouver store on a shelf somewhere. And like, if you're a Beatles fan, come on, let's talk about that. I want to hear your thoughts on that tape. And on, I don't know if you've heard about this movie series that's going to be coming out. It's 4 different movies, each following the life of a Beatle, or the story of one of the Beatles. And I guess they're going to be 4 separate movies, but they're all intertwined. So, like, you have one movie that follows John Lennon, but the character that plays George Harrison and Ringo and McCartney, their stories kind of weave in and out of each movie. And to me, that sounds really fascinating, a fascinating way to look at it. And I guess the producer said it's too big of a story, too big of a, you know, a international story to tell in just one movie. So they're doing 4 movies all released at once. That looks pretty cool. And the only other thing we've got on the schedule here for the Just for Fun cast is I am rapidly trying to catch up on Severance. My wife and I have been watching Severance, and we are caught up through season 1 and a couple episodes into season 2. But I have to say, this is one of the best TV shows that's come out in a long time. I know I'm late to the party. I know it came out years ago. But so far, what I've seen, it's putting itself on a track to be as good as, you know, I don't know, The Americans or It's tough to say things like The Sopranos or Breaking Bad. Those are top end shows, but it's putting himself on a track to be in that conversation in terms of just storytelling and mystery and just overall great TV. So if you're watching Severance, or if you have watched it and you want to come on here and talk about it, I'd love to have you. I'd love to have someone come on and talk about their favorite show, what they're watching, what you're listening to, what's going on out there these days. And other than that, we are just cruising along here at the Just for Funcast. I'm hoping everybody is having a nice start to their spring, and I say summer season because baseball season started out here in San Diego, so I've been to a few baseball games, and feels like summer. Things are good, and we're wishing you all the best out there, whoever might be listening to this. And please do consider, if you haven't already, signing up to be an organ donor. And people out there could really use your help, and it's one of the more selfless acts anyone could do, in my opinion. And if you haven't, at least consider it. Do a little research, think about it. No peer pressure, but you could really change somebody's life and make a difference. So if you haven't already, think about it. And if not, no hard feelings. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with that Severance podcast. And until next time, I guess, stay classy, San Diego.
5 seconds to go on the period.